Groups that often find themselves on opposite sides of political debates have come together this year to oppose a constitutional convention in New York. The group New Yorkers Against Corruption includes the New York State Conservative Party, a number of labor unions, Right to Life, Planned Parenthood, and local Republican and Democratic Party chapters, just to name a few. But the New York State Bar Association is urging New Yorkers to vote yes on the issue this election day. Bar Association President Sharon Stern Gertzman says a constitutional convention could streamline New York's burdensome court system.
We have 11 different trial-level courts, and it is the most complicated mess anywhere in the country. Every chief judge has complained about it, and we're stuck with it because that's what was created in the Constitution. In order to do a reorganization of it, we think that there has to be a convention. There were attempts made by the State Bar and other groups to work with the legislature to try to reorganize the courts, and it was introduced once in 1986, not introduced the next year, and all of our efforts to work with the legislature on that issue have fallen flat. We also think, and by the way, that issue is an important issue for citizens as well, not just for lawyers. It's been estimated that the confusion and inefficiency that all of those different trial courts create costs New Yorkers about $500 million a year. For example, a domestic violence victim who wants protection, an order of protection, criminal charges, support, and perhaps a divorce might have to go to three different courts in order to get all of that relief. And while the chief judge has attempted some workarounds like an IDV part, these are just Band-Aids on the system, and it's really important that we go in and create an appropriate structure for the 21st century.
Why has this been so difficult to get through the legislative process?
We don't know. There are, it's a complicated subject. There are obviously judges in existing courts and trying to transition from one system to another, may have some political baggage to it that the legislature was reluctant to grapple with. We don't know why in 1986, after the legislature had introduced a bill, why they didn't in 1987 reintroduce it. But the people of the state of New York have never had an opportunity to do this because it's been stuck in the legislative process. You know, another issue that I think is very important are voting participation rules. New York has one of the lowest voting participation rates in the country, and other states have been able to try things like same-day registration or no-excuse absentee ballots or early voting, and we can't try any of those things in New York because the Constitution prevents us from doing so. And so instead, we have people who are forced to wait in very, very long lines in order to vote or have to take time from work in order to do that or get babysitters or get, other expenditures that just don't make sense. We don't know why the legislature hasn't addressed these issues. We can guess. They like the system the way it is. They're used to it. They know how it works. They are in power within the legislature, and for whatever reason, they're reluctant to address those issues.
Now, people can either approve or disapprove a constitutional convention. Do the people have a say who goes to this convention if it is approved?
Oh, absolutely. So that if the vote is successful in November of 2017, then in November of 2018, the people will elect delegates to the convention. They'll elect three from every Senate district, and they will also elect 15 at-large delegates. And again, the populace that's likely to come out to vote in 2018 are, I think, citizens who are concerned with good government and that are interested in expanding the rights of New Yorkers. And so many of the groups have used what we think are scare tactics to get people worried that certain rights are going to go away if we have a convention, we have an open convention. And we think that the people of the state of New York are much smarter than that, and that in 2018 they will elect delegates that, in fact, will embrace those rights, protect the ones that we have, and give us more rights.
Sharon Stern Gertzman is a Buffalo attorney and president of the New York State Bar Association.